Please put your hands together. I can.
Nice to be here. We'll start off with some reels. This is called Back to Belfast. stage. Could you try and get out of it? I don't know if it's from me, but it's...
I think it was, actually.
All right.
It should be about 280 hertz.
Sing off on it.
Two jigs now. This first jig was written for a little girl. She was the first fluke baby, and her name is Maisie Allen. She is now 4 years old, and I took her to school 2 days ago. Me and her. Anyway, I wrote this tune, it's called Three Little Steps, and the tune after it was written for a great flute player from Manchester called Michael McGoldrick. It's called Goldie's Slip Jig. Thank you. Pieces of two tunes. First tune is a tune that I wrote for an amazing part of the north coast of Ireland. It's in Donegal, a little place in the Gaeltacht, the Irish speaking part of Donegal. My mum's family comes from there, so we spent most of our, me and my two sisters, spent most of our childhood running around on the beautiful beaches in Donegal. This particular place is just outside of Ardra. It's a little fishing village. It's so beautiful and unspoilt that you hardly want to tell anybody about it, because it has gone untouched for a long, long time, which is quite unusual in this modern world we live in. People still play music, don't lock their doors, kind of all talk to each other. Let life idle by. So I wrote this tune a couple of years ago, well, quite a few years ago now. It's called Ross Beg, and the tune that comes after it was inspired by a great Cady poet called Damien Mallon, who wrote an amazing collection of poems that was called The Singing Reading the Trees, Reading the Trees, and this was the last poem in that collection. It was called If Only a Little. So it's a very beautiful poem. This tune to go with it, if only a little.
It's one of our more avant-garde numbers.
Thank you. Right, thank you.
We'll carry on with some jigs now. The first tune I wrote for a great harpist from Edinburgh, a harp player named Mary McMaster. Has anyone ever heard the Poozies? Have they played here?
No.
No, they should. They're a fantastic band, and Mary's a great friend of mine. She was recently described in The Scotsman as being a harpoonist, which was quite nice. And so anyway, this is a tune for her called The Craignish Milkmaid, before she was in the Poozies and before she made her career playing the harpoon. She was a milkmaid in Argyll, in a place called Craignish, not far from where I was brought up. We'll play another jig from Scotland after that, and then finish off with a reel by the aforementioned Michael McGoldrick, another good friend of the band. He was never a milkmaid. He was a Thatcher, in the positive sense, not in the This is Ian Stevenson on guitar. Jim Goodwin on drums. Don't be taken in by their charm, they're not actually very nice people.
If you're wondering why they're so shiny, they were at the multi-million dollar spa in Bath this morning. It's too upmarket for me and Aidan. So look at the cut of them, they're so chilled out.
I would very much recommend going. It's really excellent. Has anybody here been?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a special event for us. Don't spoil it for us.
Yeah, we've all been. Everybody in his job's been.
Baths in general are special events for folk visitors.
I'm into writing tunes for small girls. And this next tune was written for my little niece. My sister was studying to be a doctor of anthropology, and she was doing her field work on a tribe of forest people out in the Congo. So she went away off for 2 years to live in the deep in the rainforest out there. Her Italian boyfriend was with her, and he was taking photographs. And they were supposed to be gone for 2 years, but the universe, oops, had a huge universal wink. And they came home after 14 months, 3 months pregnant. I was house sitting for them at the time, and I'd just had a party. I wasn't impressed. Anyway, so her mum is Irish, of course, and her dad's Italian, but she's most definitely got a pygmy soul. And so I wrote this tune, it's called The Forest Baby. And she likes it, she told me recently. She dances to it, so that's all right. And the second tune was written for her mum, my sister, Morna. And the last tune was written for a friend of mine who had the bluest eyes. And his name was Yola McGee. So the tune's called The Blue Gaze.
Quite a lot of tuning throughout the concert. We've tried doing the concert without the tuning, and it's a little bit worse. But incredibly short. You'd be home by now.
You'd be appalled. You might have just left early, in fact, which had been you only had to be for 20 minutes. You should hear it without the tuning. Oh. It's not normally this bad, but me and Jim are giving off so much latent heat from that spa. Just spoiling it for everyone, sorry.
Ian's so relaxed that he walked away from the house last night without his fancy box of foot pedals. Normally he's up here doing Michael Flatley impersonations. But he was so chilled out. First of all, he thought he was doing a gig in the front room of the house. And then he set off walking by accident to Neil T. He was just vibing out. And then when we got here, he realised he didn't have his software.
I'm sure they've all done that before. Nearly everybody here has been to the baths, Brian. They know what it's like.
This piece is found on Brian's brand new solo record, which you can buy and break alongside Ian's brand new solo record. So. Thank you.
Okay. Now, nobody's asked you how you're doing yet, have they? How are you doing? Yeah, all right. Oh, that's the answer you get around here, is it? All right. Well, that's better than terrible, or whatever. Well, we're about to play our last one before the little interval, where you can refresh your drinks, or ours, if you'd rather. And don't forget to buy CDs, it's Christmas coming up soon. So that's all I need to say about that. And this last set, we call it the Epic Set, because it's got four different tunes in it. So instead of boring with your titles, all the titles. They're just saying that because they know I don't know them. Okay, right, here, I'm going to prove it. The first one is called Lunchtime Boredom, and it's written by Porry Green, who is correct. 1 point. Okay, the second tune is called Bok Espok, and Brian learned that. It's a Basque tune, and Brian learned that from fantastic Basque button accordion player called Kepa Junkera. Correct?
Junkera,
that's what I said. Come on! He said, "Oh, have any of you guys ever been to Nile Sea before?" He said to me. So, there you go. Can't talk. The third one is from Northumberland. Yes. And it's a minor version of a tune called The Dusty Miller. That's right, isn't it?
Yep.
No, it's not. Oh.
The Rusty Gully.
Okay. Same difference. Right, okay, and the fourth one is from Scotland and it's called Superfly and it's written by a flute player called Kevin O'Neill. 3 out of 4 is not bad, eh?
Look what you could have won.
Sorry about this.
just.
Thank you. See you.
Interval. Did you all buy CDs? Hands up who bought a CD. Oh my goodness. She is honest. That is quite a low percentage, though. We played in Bradford upon Avon the other night there, and 70% of the audience bought a CD. At least one.
Yeah. They've got quite a lot of money there in Bradford, but yeah, they are. What's the name of a town that's near here that hasn't got a lot of money? Sorry?
Western
Ailsley. West Nailsy. Okay, all right, we'll do the job.
Thank you.
Wonderful to see you, Ruby.
That was a wee tune I wrote a few years ago after a long tour of Germany with a band I used to play with called Blazing Fiddles. We were approaching the end of the tour, which is quite near Christmas time, and the last gig of the tour was in Hamburg. So I wrote that wee tune called Ba Hamburg. See what I did?
So, we'll start this next set with a tune which I wrote. Hooray! I didn't know my dad was coming tonight. So, I was just wondering, has anybody here heard of avant-garde jazz piano player from Poland who was known for his exploits in the Zen funk movement of the late 1990s mid-European jazz scene? Me? Called Mick Bartsch from Poland? No? Well, he's got a new album out. It tells you about it in your free propaganda magazine if you look to page 16. Well, anyway, I went to see him at the Sage Gate Centre Jazz Festival, and he was fantastic. And his band and all his compositions, and it was such tight, intricate stuff, this Zen funk that he does. So not only was I musically inspired, I took his album home and turned it over and looked on the back for the names of the tunes. And instead of the names of tunes, it's just a list like this, just like module 370, module 97, module 125, etc. So I decided that, seeing as I don't really like making up names of tunes, but I like writing them, I would take a leaf out of his book. So we'll start this set with a tune that I've written called Module 1.
He's very witty, isn't he? We'll play a tune after that. It's very newly composed, and it was inspired by an amazing part of Mexico City. I've spent a lot of time out there recently. My lovely wife is Mexican, so this area of Mexico City is called Coyoacán, which is the barrio of the coyote. So you have to imagine the coyote call.
He's very witty, isn't he?
Thank you. She was one of 14 children, and she was very proud of the fact that she was the last of her kin. And before she married my granddad, her maiden name was Stars. So the tune is called The Last of the Stars. Thank you.
This is our first ever tour we've ever done. But this is, I think, maybe our 17th gig ever in the world, mainly in England. We started off last year playing at a festival over in Armagh, the Piping Festival in Armagh. And then we went on to do Celtic Connections, and now we're here. So we haven't yet got a CD out, haven't yet recorded an album, but you can find three tracks which we've worked on and demoed on the internet. If anyone uses the internet, do you use the internet?
No, we don't use internet.
So I forgot you weren't in Scotland there for a so if you go on MySpace, check out www.myspace.com/canmusic, and can with a K, and you'll hear three tracks there, and we'll play one of those just now. This is Nitrite to Armagh.
Or if you prefer Facebook, just type in Can into Facebook.
Or if you prefer Twitter, you can listen to our tweets somewhere.
At Canfolk.
You can also write to us. PO Box Can.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Complicated route trying to get from here back to Bath tonight, that they're trying to get started early. Yeah, so what we did on the way here that was wrong was we turned off early before we got to the 323. You know? Oh, they've gone into Gaelic now, I'm afraid that's not how much it is.
Some more tunes from Brian's fantastic record. A couple of the kind of reels, slow reels. Seven, eight.
It means if you want to tap your feet, occasionally you have to nudge your neighbour and ask them to do one for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so it's come to that time of night now where we're going to do our last one. Oh, you're so nice. And this last one starts with a tune which I wrote a long time before hearing about that Polish jazz piano chap. So this one's got a real name, and I wrote it for my best friend Al Rigby, who's a 6'7" tall flute player from Greenside, which is near Wrighton, which is near Bladen, which is near Greenside, and also near Gateshead, near Newcastle. So, north. And that tune is named after him, and it's called You Can Call Me Big Al.
After that, we'll play a wee reel which I wrote a few years ago when I was a musician in residence in the Tolbooth Arts Centre up in Stirling. And it's about a great character from Scottish political history. His name is Thomas Johnson. And he was the first person to introduce hydroelectric power to the West Highlands of Scotland, which where I'm from. And he was active throughout the 20s and 30s and in Kirkintilloch in central Scotland. And he produced a socialist pamphlet called Forward, which encouraged feminism and vegetarianism, which, as you can imagine, wasn't entirely popular in 1930s Kirkintilloch. But nevertheless, so this is a wee tune for him I wrote called Noble. Thanks to you all for coming out and hearing us on our first ever tour, and great for us to play in such a famous folk club as Niles. You've all been great. Thanks for coming along. Thanks to David for putting it on. He's been fantastic. Thanks to everyone who organises this club.
Maybe before we finish, just another round of applause for Simon Barron for his brilliant set earlier on. Also, thanks to Rob over there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, see you then.